Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show, streaming live on BBS Radio from California and syndicating to over 100 other stations. Today, I have a special guest, and this is a lady who I actually met in 2020, and I was so taken with her story that I had interviewed her for my podcast last year, but I decided I would re-air this amazing interview. It's definitely one of the interviews that I really, it puts a lump in my throat. Every time I hear it, it really touched me, and it's super powerful in the vein of rising from tragedy to triumph. This is the ultimate story, and I am so happy to air this story with you today. After my talk with Brisa Alfaro, beautiful guest who had locked-in syndrome, and she'll share more about her story of survival. Afterwards, I'm going to come back on with a very special announcement and a special offer. So make sure you stay to the very end of the show so you're not missing out on anything. I'll be back with you again shortly. Here's the interview with Brisa.
Welcome to the Words, Women, and Wisdom podcast. This is a podcast live on Podopolo, and I am bringing forward beautiful guests who have risen from some sort of tragedy to triumph and are now out in the world doing amazing things. If we haven't met yet, I'm Yvonne Silver. I'm your host for the show, the founder of Women in Wisdom Media, and my role is to uplift the spirit of humanity. And I do that by bringing forward women who are doing really intriguing things and showcasing what they're up to, and also bringing forward some really intriguing stories to share. And I think that particularly with what's going on in the world today, we all need to know that we have hope, we have an opportunity when we have resilience, and we can step into that to really leverage our gifts and bring something special forward to humanity. So that's what Words, Women, and Wisdom is all about. As you can see from the background, I'm the author for the best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, and also bringing forward, as a founder of my organization, 20-plus years of working with senior HR professionals, with leaders, with startups, bringing forward executive coaching concepts, and also the opportunity for interviewing and hiring about 6,000 people in my career, and now bringing that experience forward into the media world and podcasting. So today I mostly work with those leaders and women entrepreneurs to help them to flourish in business by having more confident conversations. That's my passion, my interest, and it's something that the world really needs right now, with women uprising and having more power in the world. And certainly with my guest today, Brisa Alfaro, we're going to see what power really is all about. So welcome, Brisa.
Thank you for having me, Vaughn.
You're welcome. I really enjoyed the fact that we connected fairly recently through Susie Corridor's program. And I heard your story on Dr. Oz, and I was just fascinated. So Brisa is the owner of the hashtag No More Bad Days. And as you listen to her story, you'll realize what recovery is all about. And you'll also hear some of the things that she fell back on to really help pull her through an incredible journey. So Brisa, why don't you start by telling me a little bit about what your life was like before your transformational event, and then we'll get into what's transformed and what's happened after that.
Okay, yes, absolutely. So I used to be a hairstylist, and I traveled. I was in the beauty industry. I was an educator, so I traveled all over the world. Just loving and working my craft. So I was a very busy girl. I had multiple things going on. I had zero time for anything. So I really didn't have time for what was about to happen. And I honestly thought that I was exempt from tragedy or anything like that because I was so busy and I didn't have time for it. But the universe works in a very unique way, doesn't it?
Yep. So
I was in my travels. I was in New York City while I was there for work. And something very unexpected happened. I ended up in the New York City hospital. And I woke up 3 days later with family and people around me. And they were all talking to me, telling me, you know, talking about my symptoms and everything. And I was kind of confused as to how I got there and confused as to why no one was speaking to me. So I honestly, what I kept playing over and over in my head was, I don't have time for this. Whatever is going on, I don't have time for this. Like I said, I was very busy. I was traveling, teaching in the beauty industry. I didn't have time for it. So here I was in the hospital, confused as to what was going on. And doctors around me, people around me talking to each other, but not to me. I would respond, no one would respond back to me. This was going on for a while. And not until a few days later, I realized that no one was talking to me because I was not speaking to them. I had suffered a stroke, and that stroke, I developed something called locked-in syndrome, where you're essentially locked in your own body. So things could come in, but you couldn't express that it was coming in. So I was thinking I was talking, but actually nothing was coming out. So I was locked in my body.
Wow, that must have been such a scary thing to realize once you did realize, in fact, that you were there and yet not able to communicate. So do you know what caused the stroke? Did anyone ever find out what triggered that?
No one ever found out. No one ever found out the cause of my particular stroke because it was a very rare stroke, and less than 1% of stroke survivors ever have this stroke around the world. So it's not a very common stroke, not a lot of research and studies, you know, about why this happens. Many times, if it does happen, it's related to surgery or a car accident or something like that. But just to have it out of the blue, it's not very common. So no one really knows. And I don't really... I stopped worrying about why, because I realize now why. This is my purpose and this is my journey, to be able to share my story on platforms such as yours, to be able to help other people that might be stuck in a situation, maybe not locked in syndrome, but right. Maybe they're locked in to something that they're struggling with currently and they need help out of it. So.
Yeah. So you're in that very, very small percentage of incredibly determined people. So how did you gradually come back to life? Because, you know, one would look at you today and say, wow, here is an incredibly beautiful young girl who's got all her act together, and yet there's a big piece between laying in a hospital bed, not being able to move or communicate, to where you are now. So how did you start moving forwards?
Well, first of all, I gave myself no other choice. So when I started working on my mind, everything else started to fall in place. So that's when I noticed the most change, because every time something like this happens, you go through different stages. So when I first understood what was happening to me, I was very angry, as well I should be. I was angry because I had a lot of things to do, left to do. So my first stage was anger, and then it was grief. Then I was starting to miss who I used to be and started to wonder, am I ever going to become that girl? Well, then I realized I knew I needed to change. And in that moment, I started to realize if I don't change my mindset, nothing else will change for me. So I started to believe that I had the power within me to be able to change my own destiny. I wasn't going to allow that fate, my fate, to be in someone else's hands. It needed to be in mine. So whatever I had to do, with the help of my family supporting my journey and speaking life into what I already had inside of me, they knew that I was a strong, goal-driven woman, and nothing could bring me down. And now this is not going to bring me down either. So they reminded me of who I already was. And sometimes we need those people. We need those people to remind us of who we are. And so I grabbed onto that, and my mom did things like she played audiobooks. One of the audiobooks she played for me was The Secret. Mm. And I don't know if you know of The Secret, but it focuses on the law of attraction, and whatever you focus on grows. Right. So it was very important for me to focus on what I wanted to happen in my outcome instead of what is my current reality. I wanted to be whole and better and walking and live my normal life again. Mm-hmm. So that's what I had to focus on, because what you focus on grows. I heard the voice of a woman in the book by the name of Lisa Nichols. And she said, the first step is to ask, to make a command to the universe and let the universe respond to your thoughts. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, well, this is all I have. I have only thoughts that are running through my mind. There is nothing else I can do physically. But if I change my thoughts, I can change my outcome. So it's exactly what I did. I cleaned up my thoughts so that nothing negative stayed in my brain. And if it did come into my brain, I let it stick in there for a second and then got rid of it. And never let it take time to marinate in my mind. So I surrounded myself with positivity, and I did that by a choice. Like, I didn't insert myself into a positive situation. I was in a negative one, but I decided to only allow my brain to surround around positivity. Mm. So all I did was imagine myself exactly with what I wanted to be in the future. And little by little, that energy wasn't able to be contained in my body. Mm. And that came out into the flicker of my pinky, something that my mom noticed. And my mom ran and told the doctors, like, she just flickered her pinky, she's moving. And the doctors were like, no, I'm sorry, ma'am. Those movements are involuntary. You know, your daughter has locked-in syndrome and a less than 1%. I mean, I know you want to believe that, but those movements are involuntary. And how many times does that happen to us in life and in business? We have these goals, and we're trying to show people what we've got inside of us. And everybody on the outside are telling us, oh, you know, that's not possible. Mm-hmm. That's kind of far-fetched, you know, mm-hmm. may not be.
If you can think it, and if you can believe it, then you can achieve it.
Amen.
Exactly. Lisa Nichols also talks about quitters never win, and winners never quit.
That's right.
Beautiful story. Yeah.
Didn't quit. So then the doctors came back in. My mom insisted they come check me. They came and checked me, and okay, Brisa, your mom said that she saw you moving your hand, so can you show us? They're holding up my hand, and I have to find that energy within again to show them that I am actually moving. And to better describe it, I describe it as a energy beam. I have a roadblock in my pons because I had a pons stroke. So a pons, and the locked-in syndrome, it affects both sides of your body, so it's not just one side. Hmm. So I had this barricade blocking my ability to move, and I needed to get through it. So I focused on that energy beam, getting through that barricade, reaching my arm, going down my elbow, all the way to my hand and trying to show the doctors a sign in my hand that I was in my body, and what my mom saw was real. She saw me working. She saw me moving my fingers. And the doctors came over and they said, okay, Brisa, show us. I didn't have that energy to reach my hand. So one doctor says, she's not doing it. I'm sorry. The other doctor said, and I mean, it was disappointing to hear that, and that energy beam I was talking about retracted back, because now I'm like, okay, well, maybe he's right. Maybe I can't do it. And I started to slightly believe in his outcome and what he decided my fate should be. But then another doctor came and said, no, I think she's trying. And sometimes that's all we need. We just need one more person to believe in us.
Yep.
And that doctor said, give her more time. And I needed more time. And in that time, I was able to reach my hand and open my hand, open, flicker my pinky. And when they saw that, they realized that I was still in my body. I was no longer locked in. And that's when I could start my recovery process. And you should have seen in that moment, everybody was cheering, not just my family, but the doctors and nurses and everyone around. You could
hear it. I'm cheering now.
Thank you. Thank you. So it was an amazing moment. And I now realize that that moment has pretty much cultivated the future of my business, because I realize that everything I do, I have to accept that it's all going to start with the flicker of my pinky. I'm not going to be able to get from A to B or A to Z immediately. Like, I wanted to get up and walk out of that hospital.
But I'm sure.
I couldn't do it until I flickered my pinky. I had to flicker my pinky in order to walk out of the hospital. So yeah.
How long was that journey, Brisa?
So
from the stroke to when you were actually able to walk out?
I was released from the hospital in a wheelchair. So I wasn't able to walk out.
Right.
But when I was released, I came home and then I worked on my journey, and my next step was learning how to walk with a walker. And then I evolved to a cane, and then I evolved unassisted. And then every time I would come back to the doctors, they would say, this is amazing. This is amazing. What you're doing is amazing. Walking with a walker is amazing. And then they would say, but this is as good as it's going to get. So don't get excited. I would say, oh, no, no, no. You didn't decide my fate then. You're not going to do it now. Right. I will decide when I'm done. And
love
I'm not.
That. Love so, that.
So the next time I came in to visit my doctors, I came in with a walk or with a cane. And then the next time I was walking unassisted. So every time they would say, this is amazing, but it's as good as it's going to get. And again, I didn't let them decide that. So I started to run marathons. I did all the things that I said I was going to do because I wanted to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that fire in your belly that just makes you do it to prove a point will help you get to your next step, you know, quicker.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need those people, those naysayers, those people that don't support us. We also need the people that do support us, but those people that don't support our journey are just as needed, because they're the ones that are lighting that fire under your belly, mm-hmm, to keep you going when you can't, when you feel like you're falling off, when you're kind of going off course.
I love what you're sharing, Brisa, because I think about listening recently to one of John DeMartini's videos. Now, obviously, he's been around a long, long time, talking about the power of the mind through his accident, that he had a cycling accident. And so it's lovely to have fresh energy, particularly female energy, to be able to acknowledge what is possible when we really focus the power of the mind. And your story is phenomenal. The fact that you've went from laying in a hospital bed to running marathons, ladies, are you listening? This is what is possible when you have that passion, and especially when you uncover what your true purpose really is. A lot of times I hear people getting stuck in the negativity of what's happened and playing not even intentionally, but stepping into that victim energy. And clearly Brisa has taken that as a stimulus to say, no, this is not going to be my new life. And I am going to focus, laser focus, kind of like the sun coming through a magnifying glass, my energy on getting my body well again. And what an amazing, beautiful story. So as a result of that transformation, now you're using the hashtag no more bad days. Love that. You are in the middle of your, still in the middle of your recovery, but obviously you've come such a long way. You're about to launch a new book. So tell me about the book.
I am. I'm about to launch my new book. It's called Limitless.
Limitless. Love it.
Yes. I felt compelled to also reach to other people, not just stroke survivors, but people dealing with something that they feel stuck inside. There's something that needs to come out, and they're not sure how to make it come out. Because we all, you know, I'm 6 years post-stroke, and I'm still recovering, and I still have aphasia and memory issues and all these things, but I choose not to focus on them. I choose to focus on what I can do instead of what I can't do. And so many times people would say, or I would say, I can't write a book. There's no way. I have short-term memory. I have aphasia. I have a hard time explaining things. I can't write a book. But you know what I can do? I can tell you about my story. And I realized that my story needs to be told to help other people that are going through not just similar situations to me, but situations where they also feel locked in. And so I'm excited to introduce my book, and it'll be, you can find it when I launch it. It'll be on my website, BriseAlfaro.com. And, you know, you can find, I'm also a stroke survivor coach, and I do family coaching, and that's been my specialty. And I like to help stroke survivors and their families navigate their journey from the hospital bed to a limitless life, because I don't feel like that's just for me. That could be for anyone. And I don't know. That's, I'm just super excited. And Lisa Nichols is writing my forward, so I'm really excited about that.
This is just such a phenomenally uplifting story. That's what the show is all about. Women who are rising from tragedy to triumph, from chaos to confidence. And in your case, now you're doing speaking, you have your book coming out, you're also supporting families with coaching and stroke victims. You've got pinkymoves.com. You've got your success that you had sharing your story with Dr. Oz on the Doctor's Show as well. So you are out there just rocking it, girl. I'm so excited that we had a chance to talk today. And the fact that Lisa is supporting you, love Lisa, is incredible. And that will certainly be a big contribution towards helping to get that story even further out. So what are the most important things that you want listeners to take away from your story and your journey? And with what's coming up for you next, what do you want them to know?
Well, first of all, I feel very strongly about not giving up. And I know that's very loosely said often, like, don't give up, don't give up. But I'm asking people, if you are at the end of your rope and it seems hopeless, keep going. Yes. I was battling a less than 1% chance, but I didn't give up. And I thought of the alternative. The alternative was not even a choice. So don't make it a choice. Just keep going. Giving up should not be a choice. Just realize that what you have inside of you, someone needs it. Mm-hmm. Someone needs it. And you can't give up because someone needs it. Yeah. Because if Lisa gave up on her book and her journey, I wouldn't have heard her words while I was in the hospital. And they wouldn't have inspired me to be able to get back to better so that I could sit here in front of you today and share this message to help you with yours. Yeah. So who are you going to help with your message?
Yeah.
So you can't.
I think Lisa's now touched over 40 million lives with her story. So I don't know how many you've already touched, but I know it's going to be an incredibly large amount. Because the work that you're doing is the absolute evidence that it's never an option to give up. And if you can be laying in a hospital bed with no movement whatsoever, the only piece of you that's active is your brain, the fact that you are still here, there's a reason for it. And I love the fact that you've taken that energy and really focused it onto what you can contribute back to humanity. So, oh, that's so special. So you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram. I'm going to put the links in the show notes. How would you like people to stay in touch with you, Brisa?
Well, they can go to brisaalfaro.com. There you can see all of my social media links and see when the book is coming out. And I also have a free gift for your listeners.
Yes.
If you like, they could go to pinkymoves.com. And it's just a little free gift that you guys, you know, from me to you. It's something that helped me in my journey, and maybe it'll help you in yours. So they can go to pinkymoves.com, resellfollow.com, and I'd look forward to, you know, seeing you on my journey as well.
Absolutely. When we find that that purpose, it's like a tractor beam. You can't get off even if you wanted to.
Right.
So Brisa has very generously shared that she has a free downloadable guide, 3 simple and powerful steps that helped her move from being locked in to manifesting her freedom. And what an incredible journey that has been. And it's not anywhere close to being done yet. So she is out in the world helping others who are stuck in their body to develop that powerful mindset to get moving again and being such an excellent role model. If you're looking for a speaker for your organization, I highly recommend that you explore a conversation with Brisa. Powerful, powerful story. And she's not been out on the speaker circuit where people will have heard her story likely before. And when she talks, it's such a passionate way of sharing her story. It's different every time. And what a special message to share. We talked about in our earlier conversation 5 key insights that you had learned. You know, what could you bring forward from your learnings? And we talked about hope, faith, belief, strength, and resiliency. And what a way to role model those things. So thank you so much for bringing your whole self to this conversation. Pinky moves to manifestation. Woohoo! Thank you, Brisa, for sharing your resilience and gifts with us today on the Women in Wisdom show. I also have a gift for listeners as well. My gift is, if you'd like a 3-chapter download, a free 3-chapter download of my book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, this is actually a way for women in particular to evolve their confidence through the power of language. So a nice complement to what Brisa's doing with the mindset, and mine is all about language. So you can do that through my website at wordswomenandwisdom.com, wordswomenandwisdom.com. And we look forward to supporting you as you step into new levels of confidence through the power of knowing what's possible. Look at this story, listen to Brisa, and her experiences, look at some of the work that I've been doing, the interviews that I've been sharing, and you'll know that giving up is not an option, and women are incredibly resilient once we have that focus. So I hope that you will continue to learn, grow, expand, step into your confidence, and never give up. Thank you for sharing with me today, Brisa. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. We'll see you soon, and yeah. Pinky moves. Bye for now.
Bye.
So what a fantastic interview that was. And how motivational is that story? It just brings a lump in my throat every time I connect with Brisa. When I listen and re-listen, as I have done many times, to that interview, it is just an incredible story. So since Brisa and I had an interview a little while ago, the website that she mentioned, pinkymoves.com, this morning on my site wasn't actually up and running. So I encourage you, if you can't get access to that gift through her website that she shared, pinkymoves.com, to go to begreaterofficial.com and you can learn more about Brisa's work there. begreaterofficial.com. I also mentioned a gift, and my gift is to do with my best-selling book, which is recently out on audiobook just last month. If you go to my website, wordswomenandwisdom.com, and the word is spelled out, A-N-D, wordswomenandwisdom.com, and click on the little box that says now on audiobook, click here, just above the picture of the book, you can actually get access to order a copy of the book. And it's coming with several bonus items. So the bonus items are actually quite expensive. So first off, you get obviously the audiobook. You also get a ebook version of chapter 8 when no words are even required. So you can have that in note form as well. Bonus number one is the ebook. Chapter 8, bonus number 2 is a quiz, a professional women's quiz, What's My Confidence Level? So you want to check that out. Bonus number 3 is a complimentary ticket for the next Women in Wisdom Online Business Book Club, which is coming up on Thursday, August 19th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, discussing, guess what, the audiobook, Words, Women in Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. And the last bonus is a 25-minute power coaching session with me, valued at $240. So you get all of those bonuses when you order the audiobook today. Go to my website, click on the little speaker button that says now on audiobook. Click here, right above the picture of the book, Words, Women, and Wisdom. It's on the left side of the website. And you'll be able to get access to all of those lovely emails. Now, sorry, lovely bonus items. Now, if you're wondering, how do I, how did I write the book? What the story is behind the book? I'm just going to run a short video clip, which you'll be able to listen to on the radio show, which tells you about why I wrote the book. Here's the clip.
A new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, The New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in four different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
So, not surprising that that book hit bestseller status on November 1st of 2018. And just recently, as I mentioned, the audiobook version is now out. If you are a busy woman on the go, you love listening to incredible books, learning while you are walking your dog, exercising, folding laundry, pretty much anywhere that you can listen, driving in your car. I had one of my clients this morning saying, yes, I'm looking forward to downloading this and listening while I'm driving. This is an opportunity to take all the wisdom. It's my wisdom from 25 years in business, plus several interviews. I think there's 13 interviews from influential and confident women that I interviewed during the research phase, including well-known author Marcy Shymoff, Wings of Inspire Business, her podcast host Melinda Whitstock, and several others. So it's an excellent read. And if you are looking to increase and elevate your confidence, this is definitely a book for you. You can also join me on August 19th for the Women and Wisdom Online Business Book Club discussing the book. And I am so happy that I'm finally able to announce this as an audiobook, which is now available to anyone who's, as I said, mentioned, the busy mum, or if you are dyslexic, or if you have challenges with eyesight and reading, but you still want to show up confidently. This is an opportunity for you to listen to the book. So have a great week. Please make sure that you go to the website, wordswomenandwisdom.com. Click on the link to order a copy of your audiobook, and the bonus items will be coming to you via email. And have a beautiful day. Thanks so much again, Brisa, for an amazing interview. Bye for now, everyone.